Guys, welcome to WMFO in Medford. and the sound effects have begun rather early.
Yes, they have.
I am
less than a second into the broadcast.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips.
We are filling in this week for DJ Polly B and her regular show, The Giddy Up. Hope to see that back next week. But for the next 2 hours, you are stuck with DJ Slips and myself. What can we expect, DJ Slips?
Oh, well, we can expect some talking. Unless you don't want that, just call in, let us know. And some music, and then maybe a little bit of both, and then after that, some of each.
If you're interested in hearing more of DJ Slips and myself, our show is Wednesdays from 2 to 3 on WMFO. Anything and everything. It's literally anything and everything you want it to be.
And DJ Rizzlekin, could you let us know what the number that our listeners could call would be?
If you want to call in, just drop us a line at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636, and you'll get through to myself and DJ Slips.
That's right, and it is 4:04 on Tuesday. And
all
we're
right.
Going to get you started with a song right now. Take it away, DJ Rizzle King.
Have diamonds on the soles of my feet, but I want it.
That was After Gold, which is a song I don't know anything about, except for the fact that my brother showed it to me one time.
And before that, you heard You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates.
It's a super famous song.
Really great song.
So, Tom, sorry, DJ Rizzle King, don't wanna give away your anonymity just like that.
I know, really, really, you know, doing me dirty like that, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we haven't discussed your name before. Anyway, DJ Rizzle King, you want to spin another track for us?
Sure, we'll throw it back to some 90s heartthrobs. NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart. That was NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart, throwing it back to a 90s boy band. Only one from that group really to make it and break out after the success of NSYNC. DJ Slips, can you name that famous artist?
For a second, I thought you were saying it was DJ Slips, but...
It was not. Unfortunately, DJ Slips has
too bad I wasn't
the dulcet
in
tones of a dying moose.
Well, you know, that's a compliment if you've heard me sing. DJ Rizzle King, what's the answer to that trivia question?
That trivia question, Justin Timberlake, frontman of NSYNC, and now...
Really?
Did you not know this?
No!
Yeah, that was the start. Well, if you really want to get technical, the start of Justin Timberlake's career was on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, with the likes of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
What?
But NSYNC is where he made his debut.
The only thing I know about NSYNC is that is the fact that there is a band called NSYNC.
Boy band.
Yes.
I don't know if you can necessarily call
it
a band.
Yes, boy. Okay, well, that's... Yeah, well, I still know nothing
about
them.
Some more boy band trivia. Maybe we'll get to this band a little later. Backstreet Boys. Guess who was very nearly a Backstreet Boy himself?
Oh, I've heard. I don't know. But
I've probably told you this. Ryan Gosling, almost a Backstreet Boy.
Oh, too bad. Because, you know, it really didn't work out for him in the end. So.
Yeah.
He really messed up early on in his life.
He really messed up.
Cost him a lot later.
I think he did a good job in Blade Runner. But if you have any thoughts about Blade Runner, please give us a call.
I want to say... He didn't do a bad job. He was wasted. I never said, listeners, well, this one actually wasn't on our show, but in our first or second sub, DJ Rizzo Cunningham and I had a bit of a disagreement about how good the movie Blade Runner 2049 is. It was bad.
I think it's good. I think it's not amazing, but having seen the original Blade Runner, it's good.
I would not pay $13 to see it again.
I would not see it again. I would not pay money to see it again. But I did enjoy it.
But I wish I had those $13 back. That's the point.
2 hours and 49 minutes was excessive.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't a good 2 hours and 49 minutes. I shouldn't fall asleep in a movie when I'm not tired. I wasn't tired.
Did you fall asleep?
Yes.
Wow.
Just smack dab in the middle of it. It was so boring.
All right, well, I guess that does tell you something about the movie.
It was that boring, yes.
Let's get back to the music. Sam, you want to let us know what we got coming up now?
This is Sydney, I'll Come Running, which, incidentally enough, if you were on my Overland trip in the 8th grade, you will recognize this tune, because this was the anthem of the weeks 2 and 3. So
for all of our listeners who were on Sam's Overland trip...
So for all 11 of you out there, this is for you.
Whenever you feel unhappy, all you have to do is call me. I can make you laugh. Sydney, I know that you were wrongly accused. I hope you don't lose your sense of humor. Allegations made in the schoolyard. Soccer moms gossip in the dog park. Their barbers washing their back.
whenever you think you need me, call me up and I'll come running straight to you.
Mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. Too good at goodbye. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm
way too good at goodbye. No, 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 no.
I'm way too good at goodbyes.
All right, that was Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes, from his new album, The Thrill of It All. Just came out a couple of weeks ago. Really, really great album. Pretty classic Sam Smith. A lot of deep emotional ballads. Some more upbeat stuff, but very emotional singer. I really like his music. Another great song from that album is Pray, if you're interested in listening to it. But that was Too Good at Goodbyes, his number one single from that album.
Maybe he'll pull a Billy Joel later and then release a rock album. When people when people say he can only write ballads. And that's information you get when you read the entire Wikipedia page of Billy Joel.
Wikipedia pages are a dark hole where procrastinators like DJ Slips and I can get lost very easily.
I want to say that I would pay $13 to read about Billy Joel for 2 hours and 49 minutes.
I wouldn't.
All right, well, I did it for free.
I love Billy Joel,
If you said, Sam, you have to read about Billy Joel for the next 2 hours and 49 minutes or watch just this awful, awful movie, I would...
Okay, you've definitely seen worse movies than Blade Runner.
Yes, and when we play our next song, I will think about worse movies, but currently, it's... Okay, well, most recently, it's the worst movie I have seen in a while. And I've seen a fair amount of movies.
All right, well, we can agree to disagree. We can disagree to disagree on this one.
This is a motif. This is a motif in our show, is how bad Blade Runner is.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore. But
you're going to have to be DJs with me because we have a show for the whole semester.
Yes, Wednesdays from 2 to 3.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. All right, let's get back to some music. Sam, what do you got for us?
Oh, this is some Train. Pretty famous one, I think. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. But what no one realizes is that this song is actually hilarious.
It is so pretty funny.
If you listen to the lyrics closely, it's so funny. So take a listen, but really pay attention. And here's 50 Ways to Say Goodbye.
Give it an attentive listen.
If my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say
she went down. all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
All right, if you are listening and enjoying what you're hearing, please consider donating to WMFO.
And if you think it could be improved, donate so that they can get better DJs.
So they're not using discount college freshmen, which we totally are not. We are professionally trained at DJ school. That's a thing, right?
I think so. Yeah. www.thisisnotascam.com, which is incidentally where I go to get all of my not real facts.
All right, let's change up the tone a little bit. Halloween is over, Thanksgiving around the corner. I'm
so excited.
I'm less excited than DJ Slips.
Oh, yes, we can maybe have another conversation about holidays, because that's riveting radio talk, but...
I think it is, but we can get to that later.
If somehow you've listened at the most random times and caught our subbing times, like, if somehow... I think the probability of that happening is negative.
I think it breaks math.
Yeah. I would win a Nobel Prize in mathematics if I could figure out how you would listen to all of the times we've been on at very various and sundry times.
If you have
times.
Listened to all of our shows that we've done, please pick my lottery numbers for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we're saying.
It would be that amazing. But if you had listened to all of them, you would have heard a conversation about holidays in which I said that Thanksgiving is the best holiday.
And I ardently disagree with that.
Blade Runner, so your opinions are wrong. And
opinions are, by their definition, never wrong.
See, I disagree with that as well.
Oh my goodness.
It's my opinion that opinions can be wrong.
This is not radio banter. We really debate about this.
Of course you can. Your opinions can be wrong. They can be factually incorrect.
But it's still an opinion.
It's wrong as an opinion, but it's not. But it's a wrong opinion.
Let's get some music going so that Sam and I can continue our band. DJ Slips.
DJ Slips. No, I'm no longer anonymous because my DJ name gave me so much cover. It's not like I took the first initial of my first name and stuck it with my last name.
All right, so. As I was saying, maybe in the mood of autumn, let's hear some Nat King Cole, The Autumn Leaves.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
for the 1 to 2 listeners out there who remained with us between the PSA and now, so I'm assuming we lost like 80 to 95% of our listeners.
So maybe two of you.
Yeah, you know. Well, hey, you know, it's, what time is it? It's 4:38 and 14 seconds. Thomas, don't you know that the 14th second is the least popular time to listen to radio?
That's it. We'll have more people at the 22nd second.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So that's why I was saying we lost a bunch of them, because it was the 14th second.
All right, to our multitudes of viewers now joining us, welcome to DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King filling in for the Giddy Up and the DJ Pauly B.
DJ Pauly B. That's a nice ripoff of DJ Pauly D, who is... I think a DJ Shore, Jersey Shore DJ or something like that.
I wouldn't know.
He's super trashy. He's like a really trashy person. I don't think we could play his songs on the radio. I think that's how bad he is. And like most of his music is instrumental, and then he takes like 5 seconds to ruin the song for its use in any public situation. But anyway, back to the point, for those listeners who are still with us, we're gonna play a song from the PSA. Oh no, we're not. That's right, we're playing a different song. Sorry, I'm actually not at the DJ board right now.
No, clearly he is not.
Technically, I'm just Slips right now. I'm not even right now. I'm not a DJ. So, DJ Rizzle King and Slips. It's a way more unfortunate name. We're gonna play Buttercup. Build Me Up, Buttercup, by The Foundations.
Some Foundations. Hope you enjoy.
Yes, this is the foundation of our show.
king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like the king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down. I'm working on my
board. Ah, thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've got a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What?
No one's saying stop that.
No, you don't
no
realize.
One's saying see here.
Now, see here.
We don't run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
We don't do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice.
Headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, I just can't wait. Rizzle King is the remix coming out next weekend.
All right. We have a caller. Ooh. Caller, you are on the air. You want to give your name for the listeners?
Ooh.
You want to say that one more time?
Hi, I'm Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Where are you from?
I'm from Maine.
You're from Maine? Where do you go to where do you go to school? I guess is maybe a more apt question.
I go to Bowdoin.
All right.
Ooh.
So I hear you had a question. What might that question be?
I was wondering if you could tell the story behind your DJ name.
My DJ name. I feel like this story has been told.
But in three different time slots.
Yes, to our one listener who's exactly. going to win the lottery, who's exactly. listened to all of our shows. Sorry you're hearing this
I
again.
Know.
It is a Harry Potter reference. Book. What did we decide? Book five.
Book five.
Book five. Not the movies because the movies
could
are
only be book five. Now
yes.
that I think about it,
it could only be book five. The movies are irrelevant, so don't bring that up to us. Harry and Ron are being heckled by Draco Malfoy, and it's Potty and Weasel King. DJ Slips adapted Weasel King to Rizzle King, an yeah. adaptation of my last name, which I'm not going to give out over the air.
It's Rizzolio.
All right.
I mean, we got a lot of them. We got Risley Bear, Ristopher Columbus, Tomsters Inc., Tom Voyage. I mean, I should start making a list.
You should start making a list. They've been coming rapid fire since the beginning of
exactly.
this semester.
Yeah. I've been putting in the work. I practice on the weekends. So
oh, okay. That's what it is.
You know, most stand-up comedians, they write jokes. I go home and think about your last name.
Just alone?
Just your last name.
Okay. Lynn, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we play another song? All right.
Nice.
Well, thank you for calling. All right. This is an interesting song. This is dancing.
Oh, this is actually our caller's request.
Okay. This is Dancing La Sha Tumbai.
Sieben, sieben, Alulu, 1, 2, 3. 7, 7, Alulu, 7, 7, 1, 2, 3. 7, 7, Alulu, 1, 2, 3.
Zeben, I Lulu. That was Dancing La Chatumbai, which I guess if that's the first time you heard it, you probably didn't like it. But if you've listened to it like 100 times, as I have, it gets really, really good.
I will say, I didn't like the song at first, but I do enjoy it now.
We probably have to play it like right now again to get them
to
like it.
I'm not going to subject our listeners to that, but thank you for the suggestion,
no,
DJ Slims.
But anyway, so I first heard that song when I was watching the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
Is that what it was in?
Yes, I know. And that actually is an amazing movie, which you should all go see.
Here's the thing. We have differing opinions on what amazing movie means.
No, that was just a quality movie.
What did you think of Central Intelligence?
There are many classifications of movie. Central Intelligence is, of course, a bad movie.
Okay, yes, it's an awful movie.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not good to watch.
See, what's a movie that you think is bad to watch? What's a movie you just did not enjoy? If it's not Blade Runner.
That's not... Okay. See, I've been trying to think of this for the whole broadcast.
Like a, quote, bad movie that's like, not good.
So it's not good to watch, and it's also bad?
And it's also bad.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
It's not like some people might not like watching Citizen Kane because it's this highbrow filmography loving type stuff. I'm talking about a bad movie. A movie that I went back and I watched and I didn't like was Click with Adam Sandler.
Okay.
That's
a bad movie
and it's not fun to watch.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence was a bad movie that is fun to watch.
If it's like the exact same Kevin Hart movie that he's made 9 different times.
It's just him riffing for 30% of the movie.
Yeah, but I think Ride Along. Ride Along was better than Central Intelligence.
Yes. Yes, although I think The Rock's character was too weird in Central Intelligence. It just didn't do it for me.
They just took Ride Along, and then they were like, okay, this time it's going to be The Rock instead of Ice Cube. Let me take another person who wasn't an actor, but then became an actor, who's super famous for 2 different things, put him alongside Kevin Hart, and make the exact same movie. That being said, it was an entertaining movie.
Fair enough.
Blade Runner was not entertaining.
I know you can't see me, listeners, but I am the physical embodiment of dejection right now.
I would rather run on blades. I know. Yeah. I'd rather just run on blades.
Call in if you think I should turn his mic off. I do have that power for another 4 minutes.
Ooh.
Let's get back to the music, though. This is a slightly different tone to what we've been going with. This is Hold Me Close by Overcoats.
His word. Don't mean nothing. It shows right through his teeth. He walks the world like I should know. beneath.